This is GQDN for Friday, August 25th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In this finally Friday, we have maybe some concert sales. Well, it has to be about video games, right? Well, maybe how about some hardware for your PC? And a little bit of Xbox games that's coming out soon. Next week, is actually. But we begin with Starfield, speaking of Xbox. And Dot Esports, along with GamesRadar Plus, GamesRadar.com, does talk about the game. And that includes you'll have to earn the right to fly the best ships. And maybe there's no level cap. So let's talk about the ships first. Because the Bethesda boss, Pete Hines, did say that players won't have access to the top tier ships in Starfield right away. He said that they'll have to work their way up. So this is quite the announcement that he made, because we are now in the last full week of the countdown for Starfield. And they're going right into Bethesda's first new IP in the 25 years. So what you have to do in order to get the best ships is explore the ability to build ships. And that is how you will be able to please the many features in Starfield. So there's going to be a lot to keep you busy, definitely, along with the 1,000 planets to explore. Though Starfield does give you some freedom on how you want to do this. And how .esports.com didn't know of this is because Hines was at the Q&A at Gamescom. So you have to have the skills to fly the ship of a specific class, which would require spending some time being a pilot to increase your capabilities, which ensures that you can't immediately jump into the biggest ship or the best ship that you can get. So, hey, there is that. But according to GamesRadar, Hines also said that, well, there's not going to be a level cap. Now, GamesRadar did think that he wasn't 100% sure, because Hines did say, I mean, we don't think we have one, but no one's hit it. And Hines did reveal that he put over 165 hours into the game and still didn't hit the level cap. So maybe there is, maybe there won't be. Well, Skyrim, for example, wasn't talking about a leveling cap, but you'd max out your skills at level 81. But the legendary skills with the anniversary edition had its level cap raised to 252. So, hey, September 6th, here we go. Starfield fans, you will be happy. Well, maybe. But we know who else could be happy, because IGN did say that Cyberpunk 2077 did a nice little interview with Gabriel Amantoglio. And he'd talk about the big changes and the creation of Dogtown. And that would include the new vehicle combat and even more. So IGN did ask about the new town and new area about Cyberpunk. And they did ask about how many buildings that we could go to and could there be a lot of secrets hidden around. So what Gabriel did say was, quote, yeah, so Dogtown is ruled by Kurt Hessen, and he is a de facto colonel from the new United States, and he sees the area, and so he rules it with an iron fist, if you will. He's like a militia leader, and he exploits various different weapons, dealing and trading with other black market goods. And some of the players did get a hold of, so generally speaking, we wanted to have an oppressive feel. So you see his militia units around, and you're on the edge. The communities are ruled strictly, so if you will, but at the same time, the NCPD and the corporals are not allowed there. So it's a place that some unsavory characters escape to. So it's a rougher area. It is a very extensive back and forth, is what it is. And yes, there's some Cyberpunk 2077 merch that they have there. But 27-7, making a turnaround. Still doing good. Games Radar, as we get into some of the stuff and things now, says that, we're not the only ones to see a price drop for PlayStation 5, because so is Europe. So basically, the Lego Star Wars edition for the disc ones, PlayStation 5, is at €399, and not €480. And that's for an example. In fact, the Jedi Survivor bundle is down from €550, euros, to €445. So that's about a 19% discount. So the prices are going down. So with the stock back up, means that we could see more sales. Hey, we got the $50 off, right? Yeah, we do. Let's go to Nintendo. And NintendoEverything.com did say that Whatever Land has a release date set for September. So, what is Whatever Land? Well, it is a hand-painted point-and-click adventure, and it does have a branching dialogue system, basically a non-linear gameplay with different endings, along with a turn-based board game. That'd be cool. Oh, but what could be coming for Xbox next week? Well, you have an Agatha Christie, Hercule Poirot, The London Case at August 29th, Making of Karateka, August 29th, Sea of Stars comes August 29th, The Bridge Curse, Road to Salvation, August 30th, Call of the Wild, The Angler, that's on the 30th, and Daymare, also on the 30th. So is 100 Days of Winemaking Simulator and Revhead. On the 31st is How to Escape, Cubite's Classic Gourmet Warriors, Sacrifice Your Friends, Timbris Pictura, Trine 5, A Clockwork Conspiracy, Cats and the Other Lives, comes September 1st, along with Dreamers, Escape the First Alchemist, Exapoda, Starfield's Premium Edition, Early Access. There you go. Starfield's coming. And there's the thing. Now, according to PC Gamer, and this is basically how we're going to end this episode, we're going to have a new MX2A mechanical keyboard. And the way that it's developed, you could hit that things for 100 million times. Really? Okay, so this is a mechanical keyboard, and it got a lot of noise to it, and the keyboard switches. Cherry. And they announced the Cherry MX2A, which is smoother, quieter, and it's good for 1 million clicks. So what could be exactly optimized and changed for the new Switch? Well, there's a new high-precision ring lubrication, ensuring every keystroke. That does have a smooth click to it. And the geometry, they're saying, has a more precise key press. And Cherry did say that it involves a change from the cylindrical to barrel geometry. So we shall see what happens with that one. But that's not the only thing, because Engadget did say that for the PC gamers, Razer, MSI, and Acer gaming laptops are on sale. So the Acer Nitro 5 gaming laptop is now $640 on Amazon, and that has a Intel Core i5 12500H CPU and an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3050 graphic card, 8GB of DDR4 RAM, and a 15.6-inch Full HD IPS display. And that goes with 144Hz refresh rate, with a Wi-Fi 6 and 512GB of SSD storage. Now, it's pretty good, but not as good as this. PC Games End did say that the Genshin Impact concert tour sold out again. Now, fans in the US, New York, Boston, Los Angeles, and Chicago sold out in like 5 minutes. Well, it happened again yesterday. Singapore, Malaysia, and Mexico. They had about 5 minutes on all those stations, and the concert sold out. In fact, one person from Reddit named Ikether, something like that, did create a thread and said that the ticket sales was, quote, absolute bloodbath for the Genshin concert tickets. It's honestly nuts. I would have to agree. That's insane. We're not insane. We are Group Quest. We are Dawnforge. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/Dawnforge for the weekly show. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news.